Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. We promise we get some of this to you. And that's some Scooble talk. Look, he wins the Cy Young, announced yesterday, and it's awesome. Congratulations. You kind of compare where he is in his career to where Justin Verlander was when he won a Cy Young. And Verlander never really matched that season in Detroit, but it was an incredible season. The amazing thing is, I think it was Verlander's second Cy Young. His numbers were almost identical to Scooble in terms of ERA and walks and hits per innings pitched. But, you know, Scooble is 28. They kind of take care of him a little bit more in terms of his innings. I mean, JV was a 250-inning guy, and what did Scooble have, like
192 or something?
Something like that. I've kind of settled in that there's really three camps to be in with this Tiger offseason as it pertains to Scooble. One is they aren't re-signing him right now because they're cheap. Two is they aren't signing him right now because they have other plans with the money and they want to make a run for it before they and then decide what they're going to do with Scooble. But they don't, he's got 2 years left, so they don't need to extend him now.
Right.
And the third camp is that Boris, his asking price is so astronomical that even those of us out there might be go, what? He's asking for what?
Yeah, I tend to think that Boris is advising his client to not agree to anything until he becomes a free agent, which I think is a risky thing to do. Again, that's my opinion, what I think is going on. I think it's really risky when you got a guy who just turned 28, has an opportunity to cash in now if the Tigers are willing to do it, but the Tigers may not be willing to spend as much as what the market value is. And then I get why you would hold off, but it's risky to hold off to get maybe a six-year deal when he hits free agency, or you can get an eight-year deal right now. But if the Tigers are unwilling, then it's understandable. But I mean, why wouldn't you offer? The guy just won a Cy Young. Why wouldn't you be throwing real money, $40 million a year, you know, over the length of an eight-year contract when you're not going to have to pay him much in the next 2 years if you hang on to him, and then you get the free agency, and then what? It becomes a $55 million a year deal.
So you're talking about 6 years to extending, get it done now. Getting to agree now to what?
Like 40 a year.
Okay.
Like an eight-year, $40 million a year contract.
The reason you might not want to do it is because you want to spend the 40 on players, other players right now. Because you made a point earlier when we brought this up.
Yep.
If you sign Scooble to an extension now, it doesn't make you better next year.
Correct. Because it's the same team you had, and you haven't added anybody. However, you can't stop with just the extension for Scooble. You have to add more to it. And even if you add, let's say it is $40 million a year. Okay, so now you're looking at, what, $120 million on your payroll?
Whatever it is, yeah.
Yeah, so you're still $40 million or $60 million below the average. You can still go out and spend more money. And if you don't, then that does scream that you're being cheap.
I guess.
And I don't think they can afford to look cheap.
I think if they would say, you know what, we'll spend that money when we have to. In the meantime, we want to spend money now to make our team better now. If I were to hear them say that, and that's why they're not re-signing Scooble, they said, look, we made an offer. It was one that was admittedly team-friendly, but the reason we did that is because if he wants to take it, that's great. We can actually revisit renegotiating that down the road. He'd get paid more immediately. But right now, we're budgeting our funds to get better now. And now, I don't know that that's what they're doing. In fact, I'm skeptical that they are. I really hope they are. Like, if I hear, I would rather than spend the money on Willy Adames than Tarik Skubal right now.
I agree, because you already have Skubal.
Yep.
Yeah, I totally get it. And I think we're getting ourselves into a situation where, am I just delaying getting pissed off for 2 years? Because if 2 years comes and goes, and now you got Skubal getting ready to go to free agency, and the Tigers decide that they're not going to bring him back, then you're hoping, okay, if you're choosing not to bring him back, you better be throwing that money somewhere. But we don't know. We don't know what they're going to do and where they're going to be at this point. I mean, right now they're a playoff team that should be in add mode. And to your point, they don't have to sign Skubal. Skubal's already here, so go ahead and throw that $50 million a year divided amongst a couple of players and make yourself better.
I'll be very happy when they do that. Now, the one thing about signing Skubal now is in one fell swoop, you kill the narrative, which narrative makes me feel like it's being pushed as something that's not true, but you kill the perception, real or not, that the organization is cheap and won't spend money.
Well, that's the thing, right?
And it would be an incredible feel-good signing. Like, people would be like, yes!
But only to a point. You only do it temporarily because, okay, then what you've done is you spent big money on one guy and you still haven't improved the team.
You still haven't improved the team. But if you ask people, look, we're willing to spend, $60 million more than we did last year, but we kind of want to use that $60 million on players we don't have. Is there much of an argument against that?
I don't think there really is.
Dom is on 97 a ticket. Hi, Dom.
How's it going, guys?
What's up?
I think it needs to be noted that Tarik Skubal had Tommy John surgery in 2016 or 2017, and I think that it's safe. Like, we have him right now, so what's the point in us signing him now when there's no security in his injury, even though he is playing at his highest level right now?
I mean, it's a valid point. I mean, it just is. He had an injury history at Seattle, the University of Seattle. He got hurt. What year here in Detroit? It was 2022, where he had another injury that they had to shut him down.
I was curious, so I Googled how often do players have multiple Tommy John surgeries?
Yeah.
If that's what you're concerned about. And the AI answer to that was about 30% of pitchers who've had Tommy John surgery undergo a second surgery, and that the success rate is still very high to recover from that. But, you're not as likely, I guess, to have a second arm injury like that. It can still happen. But I'd be worried about another injury. I mean, I think you're always worried about injuries with pitchers.
Yeah.
And that's why I'm reluctant to ever go really long-term with them. But because he's already had his arm events, I feel better.
Well, we'll continue to watch it. It does feel like getting the Cy Young, I don't know if it changes his contract at all. It sure would be an interesting feel-good for, like, in the here and the now for them to say, Skubal wins the Cy Young and signs a contract extension, which I wouldn't be mad about. Because I'd like to hear, they're willing to sign into a contract extension and go out and spend $60 million.
That'd be great. Players, Let's do both. Let's do both, Doug.
Let's do both. 248-539-9797. Okay, Jared Goff this week has spent much of this week making a point. And I think we hear him loud and clear. We'll get to that today at 102 here on 97.1.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies Rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.